You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode number 6.
Yes.
This is an interesting one. It started out very subdued, very mellow, and then by the end, things get crazy.
This is a good introduction to what we're normally like. Yes. So you may hear us, and you may be listening to us now for a year or two, and this pretty much captures our true personalities.
Yeah, a little more. It took a little bit, and all of a sudden we
If you're going to listen to anything, any episode, this is probably the episode to do.
We should say that at the beginning of every episode. If you're going to listen to just one, this is the one to listen to.
If you're ever going to listen to us, today is the day.
You picked the right episode, my friend. But we go over a bunch of stuff. We talk about...
Just hang through it. Keep going.
Yeah, it's going to be at the end.
Yep.
Not going to tell you exactly where.
You'll find out.
You will know.
You'll know.
Kind of ties in the last week a little bit.
It does.
A little bit.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. The Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts
now.
So I guess what we need...
I just did it right there.
I guess what we really need is a word to replace with.
No.
Every time you're going to say, let me go.
I'll stop you real quick.
Definitely. What we need is a book, a dictionary, that will give you the uhs and ahs and yeps and rights. What they are actually mean, and are they leading into something?
We may have to make that dictionary, because I don't think it exists.
No.
So another week in the podcast, episode 6.
Getting a lot of them in.
Yeah. Well, we're actually doing them every week this year. The last season, they're a little sporadic.
Yeah, we weren't very regimented.
No, we also didn't have a studio to work out of. It was kind of half-assed shit sitting on a table.
I was also thinking that maybe we should tell people when we're actually recording. Because we have the week.
Yeah.
The number.
It's not like we're doing it live.
No, but if we're doing topical.
But we never know what the topic is going to be until we start.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, something to think about. So we last week we talked about, we went hiking, got pixie led again, so we thought. So it led to an interesting 4th of July weekend.
That was pretty good.
It was. We were going to go on Friday, on the 4th, but the weather kind of sucked here. It was rainy and it was cold and... A little bit miserable.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going to happen. It could have rained or got sunny at any second.
Or it could have got sucked up by a tornado.
or, yeah. Like yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was bad. Almost lost my chairs yesterday. But so we went back out to Promised Land State Park. I got chairs out on the porch.
I know.
So we went back out to Promised Land State Park, and we hiked the same trail, and we found our error. Actually, it wasn't our error. It's just poor mapping on behalf of the park. They just do not update their maps.
You took a picture of that, didn't you?
I did, but the picture doesn't really do justice to what we were actually looking at. I should have done like a photosphere or something like that. But apparently where we thought was a left-hand turn is probably where other hikers turned thinking that's where the trail turned.
Because there was it was visible that people were walking in that direction.
Yes, but
it was a clear left.
It was a clear left, but it was not an actual trail. And the trail we thought we were taking apparently got sucked up by a tornado 15 years ago and is no longer there.
Yes, and for those of you who are wondering what the hell we're talking about, there are, at this state park, there are markers that are thin, 2-inch, 3-inch wide.
Two markers, 3 inches.
With the trail, sometimes the trail name and then the trail numbers.
A post number, where, what goes where, and at that post marker, that trail is no longer there.
Yeah.
So we didn't actually get pixie led, we just were idiots.
No, because there was in our... Based on what we saw, there was a left, and there were people going left, but it looked like a trail, and there wasn't.
True.
So,
okay, so not so much idiots, but we just didn't. We didn't.
We relied too much on
investigate. Yeah, if we would have been making a left, if we were going through the falls immediately, we would have found out right then and there that we were doing something wrong because there was no blaze going down that trail.
Even it wasn't very far if we just walked for like about 15 steps or 20 steps.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as we got there and I looked, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, that's not a trail. Now that I'm actually looking for a trail down there, there's no trail there.
So once again, we debunked our own BS,
mm-hmm.
which is really more fun than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. You get there and you go, oh, that's what happened. But it led to more interesting things than that because we next went to...
Was that the cute girl we saw on the trail?
Well, the cute girl we saw on the trail.
Yeah, she was cute.
And then we went to the next trail. And got about 20 feet into the trail, and you almost died.
Yeah, well, you too.
You were a lot closer. Yeah, you were in the strike zone of that snake.
This was a trail that was right off of the road. There was parking. There was a trail head. So it was all very, it wasn't a difficult trail. In other words, it wasn't just like you were walking into the woods. There was at least it had to be about 6 foot wide and mowed. So this was it seemed to be a well manicured, well walked path. So we were just walking. I mean, we just started.
Yeah, we passed the trailhead. We went under those really low wires, and we walked for about 2 minutes past that, and you had just said, this is a really nice trail.
And it no longer did those words leave my mouth, that you went, whoa, you made some kind of noise.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
And the instant, and this is where time kind of slows down. From a human perspective, the brain kind of makes things, the experience longer. And as soon as you started to say something, instantly my eyes turned to see what you were gesturing towards.
Yeah.
And I saw what instantly I thought was a boa constrictor, like someone lost a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
And in this is all maybe in the quarter or half of a second. This is how fast it was. And then when I saw that, I'm like, there's no way that would be here. And then I looked for the tail, and it was a rattler.
Yeah. And from my vantage point, I couldn't see the tail. All I saw was this big ass snake laying about a foot and a half from where you were standing.
And it was big.
And it was very big.
It had to be about 4 to 5 feet long.
Yeah.
And it was wide. Like, I don't know. I'm not one to know what an adult boa constrictor is.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it was big. It was like a forearm.
It was a big snake.
Yeah.
And very, very dark. I've seen rattlesnakes before. Never have I seen one that black. So I'm assuming either it was, because I know snakes can kind of change their pigmentation, may have gotten darker to absorb more sun, because it was kind of cool, or it had just shed its skin. Something was affecting the coloration of that snake.
It did appear, like you said, the appearance was a little bit different from a normal snake you would see.
Yeah. It's usually copper or rattlesnakes are a little more tan. A little lighter than that, and it was very, very dark.
Although it was a great experience. I've never seen a rattler up close before.
Oh, yeah.
I've never come across one.
No, that's happened a few times to me. But that was, and we actually got a video of it. You can see it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/primitiveintel. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And it was really quick. I mean, it was maybe a minute total, and the first time it made a sound was when we were recording it.
Did you upload that to the Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah, so it's on the Facebook page. Link to it on the Facebook page. But if you just want to go right to the video, it's I'll put a link at the bottom. And our channel is youtube.com/primitiveintel.
And one of the funniest parts is that we were just standing there, of course, after we almost died, or I almost died, because it could have struck me instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, had to go back and try to get some pictures and videos of it, because that's where we are in this current society. And after we got done, it started to slither off the trail, and me being somewhat addicted to hiking anymore said, you know what, we could probably wait until that gets off the trail and then we could continue. And you gave me this look like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a sign. Let's get off this trail. So that led to the 70 mile detour to the next hiking spot, where we wound up at some weird, I don't want to mention a name in case it offends anybody, but some weird, it was listed as a wildlife sanctuary that looked an awful lot like a cult.
Oh, that place.
That was creepy.
See, I've already blocked that out of my memory.
Weird. Yeah, we drove down. There's like a path going down through the grass with a metal railing, and then there's people sitting around chanting. I don't know what they were chanting, but they were doing weird things. So we left.
It was very odd. It was, what was odd is we turned down the road, which looked like a farm road.
Yeah, but which said, you know, wildlife sanctuary, enter here, and at the same time it said no trespassing private property. It was very confusing.
And so you proceeded along the road, and there were some scattered trees for shade, smaller trees.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was farm equipment sitting there.
Yeah, a giant tractor.
Yeah, odd to have at a wildlife sanctuary. You're going to have farming. And there were scattered bird houses. And when we came upon this little intersection, there was a road that continued down along this pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it said passenger drop-off something
drop-off.
Weird like that. And then there was parking. And as we pulled in, there were about five different state license plates.
Oh.
But you didn't see anyone around.
No, and then there was that lady who came flying up on my ass coming down the park, down the little driveway there. And then as soon as we parked, she moved about three cars away and then looked around like she didn't know where she was going.
Like us.
Yeah, but I don't know what she was in such a hurry for.
Yeah, well, I don't either. It was very odd. We got... You were looking... There was a map of the... I don't even want to call it sanctuary because I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, the
property.
Grounds,
yeah, right? The grounds.
There were some ground. There was a little pond. Right. And there were a couple of... There was a museum listed. And then there were sections that said private property. Do not trespass.
Yeah.
If I can say that. but while you're looking at that, directly in front of me, now I'm tall, I'm like 6'2", but at my eye height, which I thought was odd because normally I have to look at these things a little lower,
yeah.
There was a list of things you can't do. There was no no picnicking. It was like nothing. Do not picnic. Do not bring your dogs. Do not litter. Keep the trails clean. No fishing. And then it said no sunbathing.
Yeah.
Now that is what stuck in my head because it's just something you don't see if you're going hiking.
No, but there was that little pond there, and it was kind of a yard, so I can see why they would. I don't know why they wouldn't want people laying out there. They're going to have a yard there, but that's what I assumed they were referring to. But well, then we walk down the trail, and what's the first thing we see?
Someone
sunbathing.
Someone lying down.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like they were lying down on a hillside. It
looked like they're lying down on an altar.
It was
weird.
In front of this building, which I believe was this whatever museum it was. And they were lying down between the fence and the door. It wasn't somewhere that you would lay down and sunbathe.
No. And then we kind of looked, and I'm like, that's weird, right? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, this is kind of an odd space, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. And I go, you want to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just turned around and left. And then, so we figured maybe we broke the universe because we did some weird stuff. And decided to head to Prompton State Park, which is where we were trying to go. And I made a right-hand turn, wound up going to Narrowsburg, New York, just because...
Why not?
Things were already going weird, so I might as well just go, you know, throw the universe a left, you know, a curveball. And it was really cool. Went to the River Grill,
that was called? It was Girard's?
Girard's? Yeah, Girard's River Grill, yeah. Right on the corner.
Well, this town that we went to was... If you think of a smaller town intersection, that's what this was. It was mm-hmm. It was a... Basically, roads crossing, and there were awesome little shops.
Yep. Very artsy. A lot of
very
culture.
Artsy. So we went up. We needed something to eat. We sit down, and it's a bistro atmosphere, and they're playing French and music and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different. It was just so
different. Yeah. We just sat out underneath the little umbrella. There was a few tables there. There was a group of what we assume were Russians.
Russian, like Ukrainian, yeah. Something like that.
They were there having lunch, had a couple of great little sandwiches.
And that was one of the best burgers I've had in a long time.
A French dip made with ribeye. It was excellent. Then drove another distance as a bit of a large U-turn and wound up at Prompton, where we were there for a quarter of a trail. It took us like 2 hours. And then the next day you send me an email. Or a text.
Yep.
And do you have it pulled up there?
I was just pulling it up.
And you send it to me, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And I go to read it, and this is what he sends me.
It was this is from the Scranton Times, and it says, search party locates two hikers at Prompton State Park.
Which we were just at.
We were there.
At the time this is going on.
And it basically says that the search and rescue teams on Friday found two lost hikers who claimed that a creature chased them off the trail at a state park.
Yes.
And it was funny because we were there, at least an hour and a half on that trail.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what trail they were on. I have no idea where they were.
No. But we did pass a couple as we were walking in.
We passed a couple. I believe this was a man and two women. Okay. So I think there was three of them.
Oh, there's three of them.
The headline says two, but the further it says that there were two women and a guy.
Okay.
But it goes on to say that they're not aware of any creatures, unknown creatures at the state park.
Yeah. So I don't know if you got my reply because I was at work and I don't have the best reception there, but my first reply was maybe it was Bigfoot.
I didn't get that.
And then my second reply was, or that fart that you ripped on a trail because that was massive. That would have, that almost scared me off the trail.
kind of scared me too.
So it was an interesting day all around. We almost got attacked by a rattlesnake. We debunked a what we thought was a pixie led event. We wound up in a cool little town just on the fly and had a great sandwich. And then we apparently were in the woods with a mysterious creature.
Yeah. Now I don't know where this was, but I kind of want to find out what trail they were on and go back.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I know there's if we get lost here, we might have to re-record because there's a pretty substantial. A pretty large storm rolling in, so we'll have to see how that works out.
And they've been rolling through here for the last few days.
Yeah, yesterday was. I'm surprised there's not more trees down.
Me too. I was very worried about the tree in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got a couple of big trees back there.
And they were fine, but I'm telling you, it was bad. On the way to work today, there was a lot of branches down.
Yeah. So if anybody's in the area, obviously you're going to be hearing this after the storm goes through, but be safe, because right now this is a time of year where...
weird weather.
Very weird weather, and apparently weird creatures in the woods.
Yeah, I want to go back there.
Yeah, I want to find the odd creature that scared him. Yeah. There were probably some tourists from the city, and it was a chipmunk. Because they are aggressive this year.
Or it was just a bunch of kids fooling around and they couldn't find their way back to the trail. Why you wouldn't just go towards the body of water, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be a hard place to get lost.
For us.
Because if you're on the one side of that lake, there's only a 300-foot thing. You're either in the water or on the road. There's no...
For us, if you're in those woods, on one side of you there's a hill...
Mm-hmm.
And on one side of you, on one side of you, the hill goes up. So, and then on the other side of you, the hill goes down.
Yeah.
So if you go down, you're going towards the water.
And if you find the water, you can find your way out.
Right. So for us, it wouldn't have been an issue. I mean, we could have gotten lost, but eventually we're going to find our way out.
Yeah.
Who knows? It doesn't really say how old they were.
But even if you walk, if you're on that side of the trail, you got, like I said, the lake on one side. Now, at some point, there's going to be another road on the other. Or property.
Property, yeah.
And if you go north, you're hitting a main road. And if you go south, there's a road. It's a big lake, but it's not so big that you get lost all day. Unless you just wander in circles.
I was more curious to find out if they were lost. How did anyone know about them? Did they call someone? Or did someone report them missing? Because I had signal.
Well, that's a good question. Because they wouldn't send out a search party in less than 24 hours.
Right. So I think... Maybe they got lost and they called it in and said, hey, I'm lost. I don't know where we are.
That could be.
I mean, I guess it's possible that they didn't have a newer phone where you could see where you are.
Or, well, not everybody thinks of that.
True. Or there was some kind of mysterious creature that chased them off the trail. Maybe this is my trail.
Maybe they didn't chase them off the trail. Maybe they abducted them and they were gone for a while.
I'm thinking they didn't have beef jerky, so the Bigfoot got mad.
Ah, and he chased them.
Yep.
Yeah. He was trying to chase into a store. They just kept on turning. No, go that way.
So it was a very eventful weekend.
It was. Yeah. It was very interesting.
Since we've been mentioning different podcasts here and there, I thought I'd throw one out.
Oh, nice.
This is a podcast, but it's also a radio network, Lex and Terry. Now, I found out Lex and Terry from you when you were in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And... that's pretty loud. If you folks out there could have heard that it was significant.
Could have heard it.
See,
now I got you doing it.
Significant.
I got to stop doing it.
So Lex and Terry, you told me about when you were in Florida, because they had a skit on there. It was a morning radio show,
mm-hmm.
And your exact words were, "I almost crashed I almost drove off the road. I was laughing so hard."
Yeah.
So I started listening to them. They came out with their own app for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to them because I normally don't like radio. But as far as radio shows, I'm not a fan of any of the ones around here. So I've been listening to them. I don't listen to them every day, but I do listen to them. And today they launched another, they call it LT2. Now, normally I wouldn't promote just anything, but this station, they're funny by themselves, their morning show.
Right.
But this LT2, they've combined, they're all each doing podcasts. So they are doing their own podcasts, and in between the podcasts, they're playing music because they, they can.
Right.
Because they have the licensing. So it's pretty badass. I mean, they're the individual podcasts, I haven't listened to enough of them to like them.
Right.
Like to say whether or not they're something I love. I definitely would listen to them, but since they're playing music that I like, which is rock and hard rock, alternative, that kind of thing, and then they throw these different ones in there, it's pretty badass.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. So that's Lexentary, the Lexentary app, or the LT2 is what they're referring to
right.
it as.
Now, is that, I wonder if that's on the, you've got the iPhone.
Android and.
It's on both.
Both, yeah.
Oh, nice. That's very cool. Podcasting 101.
Podcasting 101.
Podcasting 101. It's Primitive Intelligence, guys.
101 part
da, da,
two.
Da, 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 da. Boop.
So you see a little monkey in the background. Da, 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 da.
The symbols.
I was thinking it was like a cane and a hat, like from the 20s. Da, 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 da. Dancing monkey.
You know, hello, my honey. Hello, yeah, my like baby. Hello, old, my ragtime guy.
The old straw hats that he used to
monkey.
Have.
Yeah. Yeah. Old vaudeville monkey.
Yeah, but he didn't speak early. He just dances.
Da, well, da. What kind of fun is that? He's got to sing.
He's got to work, man. He's not having fun.
Well, he wouldn't be having fun. You know how much money a monkey could make if he could sing in English?
What if he's foreign? What if he's, like, right off the boat from some other land and he can't speak English?
If he could speak any language, it would be amazing. Any human language a monkey could speak would be amazing.
And my prices are just bananas. That's a Family Guy reference.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was bad.
Sorry.
Okay, so podcasting 101 this week, pop filters.
Pop filters.
Yes. And there's many different ones you can get. Now, you have the blue, that's a Spark.
This is a blue Spark.
And that's not, you know, he's not electrocuting himself. The microphone brand is actually blue. The model is Spark.
Yep.
And they come with a small
pop filter. Small mesh. I believe it's a metal mesh.
Yeah, but it's more like a fabric.
Yes, it's that thin, yeah. And it's it works to a certain extent, but to me, the impression that I get would actually say that it's more of a display. Yeah, it's a design piece. I mean, this is a very pretty-looking microphone.
Yes.
And it works if I was doing, let's say, some voiceover work or doing something like that, and I was speaking a little slower and clearer, and I was right up on the mic like this.
Right.
I wouldn't have to be as loud. But if we were sitting here talking and my volume went up.
Yeah, you back off you know, a couple inches and it just completely misses the pop filter.
Yeah.
And you could hear that on the last week's and week before's podcast. There's spots where all of a sudden you just hear.
Yeah.
You know.
And actually, like, let's see what this does. You could hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, it was substantial where.
There's that word again.
Damn it. See what you freaking did?
I caught myself doing that. I'll get into that afterwards.
It was pretty significant. How about that?
It was significant.
So I actually, and I'm still doing it right now, but I was forced to change my vocal patterns and how I was actually speaking into the mic because I was trying to avoid any kind of inflection and pops and P's and B's and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to relearn. You can learn a lot.
You can just talk naturally now, and it's
good.
Nice. Yeah,
it's very nice.
So, some microphones come with a pop filter, some don't. Now, the one that you got, it's a Stedman Pro XL.
Yep.
And it's probably about a 9-inch, 10-inch gooseneck. It comes with the attachment for your microphone stand. And it is a metal mesh, and that's actually got shaped mesh. I was looking at the instructions on it, or not the instructions, but the
specifics.
Yeah, the specifics, the specs, the way they cut the mesh. And I don't know, they're just more, what's the word I'm looking for? Metal mesh, it just to me works better. The fabric, like the nylons, you see a lot of people go, you can make your own pop filter for, you know, $10 with this, and a pair of nylons. Yeah, great, except for A, they rip, and B, they don't stop all what they call plosives when you're talking,
mm-hmm.
You know, the P's and the hard B's.
Which is what I would really need. Those. Yeah.
Yeah. So hard metal mesh, like a screen material, and that was $69, I believe.
I believe it was, yeah. That's about right.
There was another one they had there it was $59,
Mm-hmm. About ten. It was I think
it was about $10.
$10 less, which was very similar, but it was an oval. It wasn't. It wasn't as much. Didn't cover as much.
Yeah, it didn't cover as much. Now, if you get something like I have a, my microphone is a MXL 3000. This came with the MXL pop filter, and that's a metal mesh, and that's what kind of made me realize, hey, I like that. I didn't like it at first. Like, oh, it's a metal mesh one. I don't like metal mesh. And then I used it. And, oh, that's
and
amazing. I like it.
I guess I can plug Guitar Center
mm-hmm.
for this. I'm going to make an analogy that only people in our generation would know, or if you've actually listened to us before, Radio Shack. Yes. It was a time where you could go into a Radio Shack and they could give you specifics, like, I'm trying to do this, you need this, and it could be crazy. Like, I want to build a circuit or mm-hmm. something, and they would
build
know.
A time machine. Okay, right. We got the parts of that.
Yeah. Well, what you need here is your flux capacitor. We have three different models, and here's a generic one.
Yeah. This will work. It'll only get you back as far as 1957, and then you're screwed.
But the I'll relate that to Guitar Center because I've been going in there, and I'd say 9 out of 10 people I speak with actually are intelligent about what they have.
Yes. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They're not pushy.
Right.
It's a nice store. I like it.
So when I went in there for this pop filter, I was already thinking metal. I was already thinking the metal mesh.
Yeah.
And they had them behind the counter. Mm-hmm. The closest one I could pick up was the fabric one. So I just kind of picked it up and I was looking at it. I just had it in my hand. And the dude comes over and he looked at me and he's like, well, he's like, do you, how did he put it? He goes, do you brush your teeth a lot or chew bubble gum? And I laughed at him. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, he goes, a lot of times people that have the fabric mesh pop filters, if they do a lot of recording or they use a lot, just being that close to it will eventually make it dirty and cover it.
Gunk it up.
Whereas the metal one, you can clean right off.
You can throw it right in the sink and scrub it down with a Brillo pad if you wanted to.
But that was it was almost so brilliant because it was knowledgeable, but it was also a sales pitch. It wasn't a sales pitch. He didn't care what I bought.
Yeah.
But it could have been a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you brush your teeth a lot or chew bubble gum?
Excuse
and I'm like,
me, sir. Do you brush your teeth or chew bubble gum? Do you do both?
Then you need
the Pro XL. Well, and that same kid who helped you, who I dealt with,
right.
I was paying for it, and I was using my debit card. And I swipe it, and it goes credit or debit. And it, like I say to everybody, whatever's easiest for you, because I don't care.
Yeah.
It comes from the same place for me. It does not matter. And he just looks at me and goes, well, that's a very thoughtful thing for you to say. He goes, because it is easier for you to use a debit than it is for credit here. Because we got to get this information, and we got to see your ID. We got to do all that, because this is a pain in the ass. He goes, that's very cool of you just to say whatever's easiest for you. I said, it doesn't matter to me. That's just
you know what? No, I think that as a life lesson, you should do that at least once a day.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you.
Or at least think about someone else in that mm-hmm. manner. Whatever I could do to make your day or this moment easier for you, take it that way.
Yeah, because, you know, and I was talking to him about this. He said, well, did you see anything else you like? I'm like, dude, I could be in here all damn day, and I'm always going to see something that I like. And he goes, well, I am in here all day. I said, this would be what my house looked like, because I should buy stuff. He goes, not if you worked here, he wouldn't. And he laughed. But, yeah, I mean, you got to look at it as, yeah, you're there doing something that you want to do, but that's that dude's job.
Yeah.
He can make his job easier for even 3 seconds, because you know there's people going in there. This microphone's the wrong color, blue. It should be a little darker because that's what it says in the box. You know, shut up. Just take the microphone and go.
This box has a scratch right here.
Yeah, all right. It's just the box. No big deal. So I've been listening to the podcast because I have to because I've been editing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick up on things that I say.
Yeah.
And
like that.
Tendencies. Yeah. And we both do that. We both do yeah. And that's not as bad because it's more of a...
Well,
of an acknowledgement that the other person is saying something and you're agreeing with them.
And we both do it as a body language where you're like, yes, continue. It's not just a verbal and audio cue. It's a
It's
a language.
Yeah, it's a reaction. But also in a podcast, in an audio sense, I could sit here and just nod my head and agree with you while you're talking, but it's not going to do the podcast any good because nobody can see me shaking my head.
No.
So those don't bother me as much. It's the ums and the words like substantial where I say it once and now it kind of gets stuck in my lexicon. Now it's part of my language and I got you saying it.
That's weird how that works.
It is weird how that works.
I've noticed from listening to this that I'll use the word yeah. I'll be like yep, mm-hmm, or I'll either yep, yeah, mm-hmm, or mm. All of those things to acknowledge what you're saying and for you to continue. But then I noticed that when I say the word right, I'll be like right. That is not me saying right, continue. That is me saying I'm thinking about this. Never in my entire life have noticed that until this.
I'm trying so hard not to say yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'll be like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Or something.
It's like you can't help it.
You can't help it.
But it's really hard to retrain yourself to... Now, if I have something to say, like when I did the fast cast for the snake.
The snake.
I was very deliberate, very on point, because I knew what I was going to say. Now, if I'm just meandering or talking, it's all, you know, all bets are off.
That's why
I see you know a lot, too. I know. I'll throw it in real quick like I just did there, you know.
I think maybe we're thinking about it too much. Maybe we just should just talk like we normally talk, but I don't... I'm not my vocal skills... I can't even see what I'm saying. I'm not normal with the way I interact with people. I will generally listen to what they're saying and base what I'm going to say on what they're saying.
Right.
So I'm more of a listener, right?
Mm-hmm.
Than a speaker.
So you could just get a loop of both of us is saying right,
right,
and just play it while the other one's talking and leave.
Yeah.
And it would you'd never know.
You know. So there's that. But this weekend, I don't know. I kind of maybe anything's up for things to happen. Right.
Okay.
Yoga. I'm just gonna say words in a stream.
That was very
saying words in a certain pattern to acknowledge. Different pauses.
In this new segment of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Rocco dissects sentences and puts them back together in the wrong order. Can you tell what he's going to say?
Can you? Maybe. Actually, if you got me a whiteboard and I had to break down a sentence, I don't know if I'd be able to do
all it. All the English class that you took in school, now's where it's going to come in. Where's the proposition?
Proposition right before you get arrested. I think yeah, that's okay, where that's the proposition is.
The preposition and the...
I
can never understand all that stuff.
For me, it's even worse because I write poetry and I'm getting back into it. There was a good period where I stopped. But my poetry... Oh, that was a P. My poetry was never standard. It was never what you would... When you think of poetry, that's not what mine... Actually, there was no format to it like you would think. It doesn't rhyme. There's no, what is that, iambic pentameter, whatever the hell that was. I couldn't even tell you what that is. It's not that way. That's not, I write the way my brain works, and my brain works based on my emotions.
So there'd be three words, a random letter, and two numbers?
Could be. Mm. So
dog, pie, sky, L, no. 32.
But it's...
The fuck was that?
I write the way... My heart speaks through my mind, and that words come out of my mouth.
Okay.
So I've never had – my brain just doesn't work with the logic that in the normal sentence format, paragraph, rhyming, iambic. What did I say? Iambic? I don't even know what the hell it is. Stand by a second. I'm going to look this up.
Oh, that was classic.
Brain works not in formal word.
Brain paragraph.
There it is. I was right.
Per words, not something correct. Inverse order.
Here we go. It was iambic pentameter. It is a commonly used type of... I can't even read that word. What the hell is that?
You sure could spell it?
I'm just going to skip that word.
Yeah. But that's not going to... That's going to make it... Well, it might make sense to you.
Yeah, no, it will. No, it will. Iambic pentameter is a commonly used is commonly used in traditional poetry and verse drama. The term describes the rhythm that the words establish in that line, which is measured in small groups of syllables called feet. The word iambic describes the type of foot that is used in English, blah, 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 blah. The word pentameter indicates the line that has five of these feet. So anyway, that means nothing to me. So basically, it's a certain pattern.
Five-foot sentence.
So I don't like patterns, basically.
You have something against five-foot sentences.
I do. Listen, if a five-foot sentence rattles at you, you leave the trail.
So it was an iambic snictameter?
Or a sniamic pentameter. Now we sound like old guys.
We do. I need a rake. Go yell at some kids on the sidewalk.
As long as they have your black socks on.
You get like knee-high black socks.
Knee-high is a little high. But if you said calf-high with those suspenders for your socks.
Sock suspenders.
I wonder what they were called. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Suspenders. Sock suspenders.
I wonder.
God, they didn't have slick names or things back then. What are these?
Know.
These are sock holder uppers.
I want to know if sock suspenders have a name.
Stocking grabbers.
They probably were called stockings.
Yeah, maybe we didn't call them socks.
Sock suspenders.
Hippies wore socks. Look at those hippies wearing their gym socks. No suspenders on them.
There was no elastic. That's why they didn't have.
Yeah, it was made out of sheepskin.
Sheepskin socks?
They didn't have comfy things like nylon and cotton back then.
Sock garters? That sounds weird.
They also used to have curb feelers on their cars. They were a weird group of people back then.
Listen, they were all smoking and drinking all the time. That took 24/7.
They had to have a car's whiskers. If you don't know what a curb feeler is, if you go to a car show and you see an older 50s, yeah, probably 50s is when they were really popular. And you see these, they look like antennas sticking off by the bumpers, really low. They would make a kind of a springy noise when you hit the curb with them.
So you'd know.
Yeah, because those cars are so big. And they were so tanked all the time, they didn't know where the hell a curb was.
I mean, if you think about it, they drank tons of coffee, ate all kinds of salted and high salt and buttered foods. Of course, it was all probably more healthy than what we eat.
Probably.
They, again, drank a ton of coffee all day long, smoked all day long.
Drank shit like even, martinis. Right,
and they started, during the day.
Yeah.
We're going for lunch. We're going to go to the lunch.
Sitting at their desk in the office with their 700-pound typewriter on the desk.
Must have
drinking
been,
a martini
must have been
and
a
smoking
hell of a
cigar.
Time. Yeah. Must have been a hell of a time to live in.
And, hitting the secretary because she didn't use enough whiteout on something.
I don't know if you could hit the secretary. Smack her on the ass would probably perfectly fine.
Probably were allowed to just punch people for no reason.
Well, they make it look that way in the movies.
You didn't send that letter out in time, eh? Get back in the office and make me some coffee.
Is that your 50s boss voice?
Yeah, I guess.
Do it again.
I don't know if I can now.
Whoa, where's the whiteout? Hey.
We missed the deadline. We missed the deadline because that dumb bitch didn't send out the... Come here, Alice.
Alice. Of course it has to be Alice.
This is his wife, too.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't... I mean, based on all the movies you see, it kind of sounds like that's
no 1950s secretaries are hurt in the filming of this podcast.
And we cannot accurately say there was ever a 1950s secretary ever hit.
I would venture to guess that yes, that happened.
Oh, I would say so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they were very sexist and racist times.
They were.
Extremely.
Yes. So
we're not going to say that wasn't because we can't.
It was.
We're not liars. We're not. It was pretty bad.
It's, all you got to do is read a newspaper from back then. It's pretty obvious.
See?
Get the Sunday paper. When you're done reading, you can beat your wife with it.
And your kids.
And your kids. Huh? And the neighbor's kids. Because who gives a shit?
Well, you know what? Someone's got to keep the neighborhood kids in line. It's not going to be the ice cream man.
Was it my great-grandmother who beat up the little girl?
Yeah,
and
there
her
was.
Mother for
yeah.
playing in her yard?
That made the newspaper.
That made the newspapers.
That she was in, funny. Was she in court?
She went to court.
Because the kids were playing in her yard, she said, "Get out of my yard!" And then
no, she didn't say, "Get out of my yard."
She just beat her.
It was a different world back then.
She didn't sound like the 1950s guy though. But that was the 1900s, or was that the 1800s?
Early 1900s, I believe. Might have been late 1800s. I don't remember. Let's see if I can find that newspaper clipping again.
I think the those newspapers only go up until the 20s or 30s. So
could have been 20s. Teens, early. I don't know. I don't really remember.
It was pretty interesting. Well, that's also about the time where I found that one of my ancestors that came over, I don't know if he was here or like if he was born here or off the boat, but he actually got stabbed. It was like, I can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up. It was something like he was chased by a Greek and then stabbed and died. It was so weird.
It just dawned on me where that voice came from.
Sure. Where?
Mr. Cogswell or Cosley. From
Cogswell Cogs?
Cogswell Cogs.
From Jetsons?
From the Jetsons. Didn't he kind of talk like this? Hey.
I don't know. I don't remember. Get a clip of it. But it sounds right.
Yeah. Jetson!
I remember watching that. The Jetsons. Here's a segue. Thinking to myself where there was an episode where Jane, his wife, was getting a call on the television phone,
mm-hmm.
and she had to put on her face, and there was a mask.
It's like...
Yeah. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's going to actually, one day, that will be the future.
And we're getting close.
We're here. We could do it right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there was also, I had the other thought where he's at work pushing buttons all day going, that would be such a great job to sit there and push buttons. And now, you know what I do?
It's not that great of a job.
Yeah. I sit, but I have more than one button, and I have buttons all day. And yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. We just don't have the flying cars.
Or the jetpacks. We were promised jetpacks, man.
That's a band.
I know, that's wasted. Yeah. No, actually, no, we were. We were. I wanted that. We were supposed to have jetpacks.
Just the flying cars. 4-day work weeks.
Hoverboards. Well, now it's never going to happen.
That's never going
to
happen.
The only reason we used to have 6-day work weeks,
mm-hmm.
and the only reason is because you were supposed to pray to God on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on how busy you are, but... you're busy and you're staying out late every night.
Yeah, it's rough. It just beats them up.
Yeah.
It's my industry, it never stops. There's every day there's work. There's not a day you walk in. It's good, but it can be very tiring at times because
mm-hmm.
it never stops. It's like the post office. I can understand how stressful postal work is because it never stops. It doesn't. Even if you have that day off, you go in on Monday, and guess what? Now there's just twice as much more mail there for you to deal with. That's got to be infuriating. You clear all that crap out of the office, you come back, and there's fucking more of it. I got to go take it back to where it just was yesterday and put this shit in the box.
I just had the picture of, like, the 50s guy beating someone. Wait, what are you mailing this? What are you mailing this for? See?
Yeah,
they live down the street, see? And I'm squish,
smack. See, they got the zip code wrong in this one. See, now we got to get that all fixed. Now, Alice, you go ahead and you get that. Don't put the blue pen on it. Put the black pen on it. Go get me a vodka. Ah, see?
See?
Yeah. Now, where's that boy? Boy, come here. Deliver these letters.
Oh, that's...
That sack weighs 155 pounds.
That's accurate, too.
I don't want to hear you bitching. You're only 35 pounds. Don't go deliver those letters.
What are you, 10? You should have been here 2 years ago.
You just put it in a slot in the door. It doesn't matter if it goes to the right house. Just put it in there. Now, go. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, last week it was the devil.
Now it's 50s guy.
50s guy.
You got a whole collection now. You got two.
Yeah, two. I got two guys.
Now we're going to have to get more.
The devil and the
50s. Devil guy. And the 50s guy. Yeah. Now, see, the devil.
That sounds like a sitcom. That could be a show.
It could be. All right, see?
Listen, devil.
That could be you know what? That might be the second podcast in the Primitive Intelligence Network where it's just the devil and the 50s guy having lunch. That's it. Every single time. It's just lunch.
Hey, now, see? Have you seen the devil? What's that devil? Devil, what are you doing?
I'm trying to have some lunch, not busting my balls.
I would listen to that. That's a podcast I would listen to. Where the devil's the devil's just hanging out, and it's lunch. And every day, the 50s guy is having a martini and smoking a cigar and eating his whatever from the old 1950s metal lunch pail.
Yeah, and the 50s guy is actually in hell. Because he was beating the secretary.
But even though he's in hell, he's still the 50s guy.
Oh, hey, who's...
Yeah. Put that ash out right in your soup.
Wait, why are you poking me with that pitchfork there, devil? I don't understand what's going on here.
Was that pitchfork made in USA?
No, it was made in China. It's cheaper. And it heats up better. Now shut up.
50, the devil and the 50s guy.
Yes.
Or I should say Devil in the 50s guy.
Yeah, some nice 50s style music. mm-hmm. for the lead-in.
Yeah.
All kind of cheery.
Ding, 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 ding. Like the kind of little chimey little, like before every episode of whatever TV show.
Yeah, we show like the devil poking a guy with his pitchfork and like the neighbor lady putting a pie in the window next door and just looking over, shaking her head. Oh, you devil.
And if you think about it, in that universe, everything is in color except for the 50s guy. He and everything he touches isn't black and white. Like he opens up the pail and takes the newspaper out, and of course that's in black and white.
Yeah, he picks up a tablet and it turns into a newspaper.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is, it always reverts to the 50s for him.
It picks up like an iPhone, it turns into a pencil.
Yeah. No, you couldn't see that.
I know. I was waiting for you to say something.
The drawing motion in here.
The old check.
Yeah. Yeah, you take a pencil and you go,
see?
Yeah, see? They can't see that. It's like a radio, you see?
And then you have the little neighborhood kid. And then you don't know why the neighborhood kid is in hell, but the devil kind of has his little guard. You know,
he's actually afraid
of him. He's guarded a little bit. He's but the kid, he's just like that. Hi, Mr. Jones.
He's got the paperboy hat.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Devil. Can I have a soda pop?
Yeah, get out of here, kid. You bother me.
But I had to come over here. See, I had a question about this. See?
Just do what he says. That kid creeps the fuck out of me.
Hi, Devil. Devil, where's your puppy? Can I play with your dog?
I killed the puppy. Now get out of here.
But the puppy, I just saw the puppy. I had the puppy about a second ago. Where'd he go?
The puppy's dead.
Mr. Jones, you know where the puppy is?
I ate him, you see, because he pissed on my carpet. I just took him, I threw him in the oven, I cooked him.
I don't like it when people mess with my puppy.
Oh, fuck, we better get out of here.
I want to do that just because I want to listen to it.
That's they're working on the script.
Oh, I would listen to that. That would be a radio, not a radio show.
The devil?
An audio show. The devil.
We gotta come up with a good name for the 50s guy.
The devil in the. Should just say devil in the 50s guy, and then every once in a while you'll have one of these little characters that shows up.
Oh boy, that might work. It might be on.
I'd listen to it. I mean, it'd be horrible. Just voices, it'd be awesome. Horrible.
It's got to be funny.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah, what do you want?
Did you drop your pencil, sir? I found this pencil.
That's not my pencil. Now get out of here.
But it says your name on it. It says
no,
Jones.
No, shut up. My pencil has teeth marks in it.
It says Mr. Jones right here.
That's not my pencil. Okay, get out of here. Scram! Get out of here, you see?
But Mr. Jones, there's a pencil.
Mr. Jones, just take the pencil.
I don't want the pencil.
That'll be 2 cents, sir.
I'm not paying for it. What is this, highway robbery? What do you think this is, there, kid? Look, I work for my money. I'm not giving you a red cent, you little son of a bitch. Now get out of here, you scallywag.
No, it's not. It's 2 cents, sir.
Why did Mr. Jones just turn into a pirate?
Arr. Arr, just give the kid his 2 bits and let him be on his way. He's really starting to piss me off. I may make him walk the plank. I swear on Davy Jones' locker, that little kid comes near me with that pencil, and I'll stab him in the eye with my long sword, I will, I swear to God.
Mr. Pirate?
Oh, son of a bitch.
I ate your parrot. Sorry.
I swear to God, he took the soul of that parrot before he ate it, too. You might want to get away from this kid. He's seriously fucked up.
I want an ice cream cone. Who's got an ice cream cone?
Ice cream melts in hell, you dumb fuck.
Oh, here's one. Thanks. I love ice cream. It's got a hard, crunchy chocolate outer coating. It's really good.
Are you creeping me out?
Oh, I love this. This is awesome. Now, see, this is my kind of podcast.
Ah, jeez. Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Oh, that's awesome. I made myself cry. I was actually looking in the other direction, like looking at the devil. That was weird.
you're getting into it.
That was fun.
You got to get a little paperboy hat now when you're doing that voice.
I don't know. He seems to me like he'd have one of those caps, like a golf cap. But he doesn't have it anymore because you can't find it.
I don't even want to know why.
I don't either. Some things you don't need to know.
What, that skit went on a lot longer than I thought.
That was holy awesome. Crap. I'm really looking forward to listening to that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a show.
The devil in the 50s guy.
We'll have to actually plan it out because there's...
Well, guidelines, just scenes.
Yeah, well, not actual dialogue, yeah. But yeah. This.
That would be awesome. You get some people in here to do... Well, actually,
I know some people who would probably...
I'd love that.
Be really interested in doing that.
Be fun.
That might be a new primitive intelligence project right there.
I like it. I'd listen to it, and that's all I care about. I was just crying, making myself laugh.
Hopefully somebody else finds that as a tenth as funny.
You better. Screw off. That was good. That's some good shit right there.
Your 50s guy might have to come and beat your ass.
I'll come to your door, because... I have to collect anyway.
Hey, listen, laughed at this goddamn joke where I beat you with the stick.
That you also need is a creepy janitor who doesn't say anything.
He's going to be really hard to portray.
No, he's not, because everyone else interacts with him, but he doesn't say anything.
He's got to make some kind of noise.
Nope.
Can't hear him like...
Nope. Think about it. It'd be great. It's a creepy janitor. But you don't know what year he's from, because you don't need to. Try having the devil have a conversation with this guy and tell him what to do, but he never gets a response. Try it.
Okay, I got to come up with the scene here in my head.
Doesn't have to be anything. He's just a janitor, so it could be anything. Nothing.
Okay, janitor, we got a little bit of a spill over here. I think maybe you could get your mop and clean it up. Janitor.
You.
It's kind of leaking going into the carpet area there. I really don't want to get schmutz on my hooves. Could we? No, later? Well, maybe. No.
All right, then. Can I borrow your mop?
Oh, no. Okay. I won't touch the mop. Oh, you put that face right away. That scared me. Where's the kid? Maybe the kid will look it up.
Something like that.
That was awesome. How do you not? I was.
I got to work on the levels because devil voice is like all over the place.
That was awesome. I couldn't even look at you because I was going to cry.
All right, so we'll have to work on that. And I think at that, we can wrap up this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been, I got a lot of editing to do in this one. Hopefully there's like a good hour of shit that I can get rid of.
This has been one of the best episodes so far.
There's a lot of stuff on here. So real quick, and I have not had a chance to look any further into the.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because I just and
we're talking.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I didn't have to finish that sentence. But we're looking into doing some work for a no texting and driving or don't text while you're driving.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, it really is dangerous. So just please don't do it. Be safe. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
Yeah, well, pay attention. Enjoy your life. Don't try to speed through it.
Yeah. Yeah, stop. I guess the moral of this podcast was you can be an idiot, and it's funny. Take some time and enjoy yourself. And every once in a while, even on a little thing, think of somebody else.
Yes. Just once a day.
Once a day.
Do it. Something. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to go out of your way. Just think about.
Hold that door an extra second for somebody.
That's all. Let this go to a full stop and let somebody go.
Yep.
It's once a day.
That's it. That's all we ask.
And maybe smile. You don't have to have a reason for it. You don't have to think of a good thought. Don't
not
be
a creepy smile.
Happy. No. No.
Not like a.
No happy hippie shit or any creepy weird guy.
Like silent janitor type smile. Yeah. Nothing like that. Just.
No. Just. There's a science behind it. When you frown, it does certain things. And when you smile, it does certain things. Yes. So just try to smile. Just for a couple of minutes.
Let's try it. Give it a shot. Okay. So with that, I bid you a fair, fond farewell. I tried something different. I went with it, and it was not good.
No, you didn't. You just didn't go with it.
I didn't go with it. I bid you adieu.
Wow. That was spiked out pretty good. Yeah. Try another one.
Later. You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, season... Oh, wow, that's fucking... What the hell is going on?
Well, you changed the levels for the devil.
We actually went the way... We just made it wrong. We zigged when we should have zagged.
Yeah, it was...
Well, you're going to be like an old guy out there just going, I don't understand. I'm scared. I want to go home and take a nap.
I was an old guy 10 years ago. No. When. Mm-hmm. Right. So. Yep. Isn't it? No. I guess anything's racist.
If it was purple soda and they're calling it Cherokee Red because they stirred it with feathers, that would be racist.
I don't even understand what that means.